This is Youth Beat Radio on WCRS Community Radio for Columbus. I'm your host, Green Checks.
But what about you in the world today? And how about that thing that you really want to do? What are you doing to make it come true?
Today's beat is Tom's Shoes. Shoes for Tomorrow's Project. It is an American footwear company based in California that designs and sells lightweight shoes, which are based on the Argentine alpargata. The company was started in 2006 when founder Blake Miskowski visited Argentina to relax, clear his mind, and play some polo.
I mean, when I went down to Argentina, the idea was to play polo, drink some red wine, you know, have some fun, clear my mind. Where the polo farms are in Argentina are also very close in proximity to a lot of very impoverished villages. And I thought it was so interesting that they were doing a shoe drive, meaning that no one had shoes and that they were having to go get old shoes and get people to donate shoes. And when I heard about this, I said, well, I want to go see this. When I saw that, and I saw that all they were doing is trying to go around Buenos Aires and get people to collect old, nasty shoes to give them, I really didn't think that was a good solution. And that's when I came up with the idea of Tom's.
The company is founded on the business model of one for one. For every pair of shoes that are bought, a pair of shoes is given to a child in need.
And every time I sold a pair of shoes, I gave a pair away. And that way, if as long as I continue to keep selling shoes, these kids will have shoes for the rest of their life. And so we called it the Shoes for Tomorrow Project.
On today's show, I will be talking with three student representatives, Andrew McMillan, Megan Dembski, and Katie Newber from the Ohio State University's chapter, Tom's Shoes. We will be talking about their role in the Tom's Shoes movement, among other things.
Are you ready? Put on your shoes. Put on your shoes.
Welcome to the show, OSU Tom's Shoes.
Thanks for having us.
So for people who are not aware of Tom's Shoes, can you tell them a little bit about Tom's Shoes?
Well, the first thing is, Tom's Shoes stands for Tomorrow's Shoes. So Blake is the founder of the company. His name is not Tom. So he always thinks that people are, you know, disappointed when he gets up on stage and they're like, where's Tom? But that's him. So it stands for Tomorrow's Shoes, and it's basically just, you know, an idea about what can we do for tomorrow to make the world a better place for the people that don't have the things that we have.
So basically, one of the first things people ask when they ask about Tom's Shoes, they say, well, it's a for-profit company. How can you be charitable if you're a for-profit company? And so basically, Blake's motivation behind doing this is it's a way to make the business sustainable. So the biggest thing that he wants to do is when he goes to, you know, Africa and Ethiopia and to these countries, he wants to look the kids in the eye and say, I will be back in 6 or 8 months with more shoes. And the only way he can guarantee himself that is if he has a product design team that comes up with cool shoes that people want to buy. Because no one's going to buy the shoes, you know, even if it's a good cause, if the shoes are, you know, ugly and uncomfortable and they give you blisters, no one's going to want to wear them.
I think it's pretty cool because they always are making new designs. They're always coming up with new patterns and new prints and everything. And when they sell out of them, they sell out of them. So it's kind of like you always have to jump to get the shoe that you want to get. And that's how he keeps people buying shoes. That's how he keeps people, you know, on their toes, looking on the website, checking to make sure, because once they're gone, they're gone. I mean, something cool will come up again later, but, you know, he likes to keep people on their toes and buying shoes so that he can give a pair away.
Yeah, Tom's Shoes came out with a high-top boot for winter weather that was a little more protected, and I waited till after Christmas to get them, and they were gone. And so I called the company and said, are you going to make more? And they just said, no. Once we finish making a shoe, once it sells out, it's done. So it's kind of, there's kind of a, I don't know, exclusivity to getting the shoes right when they come out.
And the same thing goes for different designers. Tom's Shoes has a lot of different celebrity designers come in and make a batch of shoes, and those go really, really quickly. There was Brandon Boyd from Incubus. There was a limited edition Dave Matthews Band shoe. There's always something new on the website, and you can always find a different style that's come out.
Why shoes?
So basically, they're shoes for a couple reasons. One, there is an incredible number of kids in Africa who just don't have shoes. They don't have anything to wear on their feet. And so they're basically running around all day without shoes on. And there is a terrible, terrible foot disease called poniconiosis that's caused by walking around in soil that's rich in, I think it's a glass material in the volcanic ash.
It's silica. It's an ancient volcanic glass that pierces through your skin and gets into your bloodstream. Yeah, and then it goes into your lymphatic system and starts this terrible, terrible swelling. The nickname for it is mossy foot or elephant disease, and it basically makes your foot the size of an elephant's foot. The only way that you can really prevent it would be to wear socks and shoes all the time. And the other reason why shoes are really, really important, besides this medical reason, would be that kids who want to go to school, part of their uniform is to wear shoes, and a lot of these kids that want education can't afford a pair of shoes and can't go to school because of this.
You heard stories that Blake told us about a mom who had three children, and they had one pair of shoes for all three children. So each child went to school every third day because they don't have shoes and they can't get an education. So education and health are basically the two biggest reasons why Blake decided to choose shoes.
Who are the recipients of the shoes?
Kids, mostly. So basically when Blake went out the first time to Argentina, he promised these kids that he would come back with shoes. Went home, started the Tom Shoes Company, and went back a few months later with 10,000 pairs of shoes to give. So it's basically mainly to children so that they can get an education. But we've seen videos and we've heard from Blake about Tom Shoes also giving shoes to adults who are struggling with poniconiosis or foot disease or, you know, are in poor health.
Wow, holy moly, this Blake must be a beast. 1 month and 10,000 shoes? Oh my gosh. It said on the website that they give through trusted organizations, and they also do these shoe drop tours. Can you guys talk about that?
Sure, I'll talk about trusted organizations. Actually, for the recent earthquake in Haiti, Tom's Shoes, by the end of February, will be giving 30,000 pairs of shoes to partners in health to support survivors from the earthquake in Haiti.
So a shoe drop is basically when Blake and about 10 to 12 other people just pack up and ship out to Africa for about 10 days and travel the countryside in big buses. And a big thing that they do is they personally put every pair of shoes on every child's feet that they interact with. And so this is really important for Blake that he gets back over there, you know, at least once or twice a year so that he can meet these kids face to face and say, I promise that I will come back with shoes in 6 months. I promise that I will bring you, you know, something to put on your feet. And he does. And they deliver and they do it all personally. So I think that's kind of the whole foundation of Tom's, is that Blake gets to personally go back to these villages and give kids shoes continuously. It's
wow.
Pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing. Have any of you guys gone?
No, but we're hoping. So now that Tom's Shoes has started this campus club organization, it's kind of like a mini contest between different universities to see who can sell the most pair of shoes through their club. And we've been told that the school that has the highest number of shoes sold, they keep track of that via a campus code that each university has. Students from that university will be selected to go on a shoe drop sometime in the future. So assuming, since we're OSU and we're one of the biggest universities in the country, we're hoping to pull some big numbers and maybe get shipped out.
Yeah. Hey, if I join now, can I be in the running for this?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. So is your guys' role in this just selling shoes? Or what other roles do you play in this big Tom's Shoe movement?
Well, we play many roles as a club. We try to obviously raise awareness for what the club does and what it stands for. We also plan a lot of events. Obviously, we want people to buy shoes through the events, but we do a lot of fun things like Blake came to talk to us, and we also do a Style Your Soul event. All white shoes come out, and then you can decorate them however you want, and you get to keep your Toms. The first 150 people got a white pair, and then you can also order them online for the event. So we do a lot of fun events, but bottom line is we like to just raise awareness for what Toms is about and what they do, and the more people that know, the better it is.
I would definitely say awareness is kind of the biggest goal, because it seems to me that anyone who knows a significant amount about Tom's Shoes wants to buy the shoes regardless of, you know, what they look like, just because of the movement. And I think that's the best way that Tom's Shoes gets advertised, is through people telling other people about the story and about, you know, this amazing man, Blake, who's trying to make a difference in the world. I mean, it's kind of self-motivating once you hear the story.
Yeah, you know, actually reading about Tom's inspired me to go look at the website to buy a pair of shoes. And I'm curious, I'm looking at your shoes, Miss Katie, and yes. It looks like you wrote some things on this.
I did. I actually got my first pair of Tom's for the Style Your Soul event that we had last quarter, and I actually wrote all over my shoes. I wrote in Latin and Greek, and I drew on them. It was actually a lot of fun, because not only are they for a great cause, but nobody in the world has these shoes at all. No one.
And I also heard you guys did this Hansen book with the real Hansen.
The actual Mbop Hansen, as much as I'm sure they hate hearing about that.
Yeah, Hansen is a great group that likes to raise a lot of awareness for different organizations. They like to give back just probably as much as Blake does. So they actually contacted Blake, and, you know, Blake was like, Hansen, like, Mbop Hansen, and they were like, listen, we want to do these barefoot walks before every concert that we do to raise awareness for Tom's shoes. 1 mile barefoot, and Blake was like, you're crazy. Like, that will never happen. Hansen's like, trust me. Like, our fans will do it. They know that it's for a good cause. And so they actually do. They do 1 mile walks before each show that they do, each concert in every city. And so we had Hansen come out here, and we were out there, the Tom's Campus Club, and we got a group of people together, and we did 1 mile barefoot walk, and it was really good. A lot of people showed up.
Bop. That's pretty boppin' awesome. So how did the OSU chapter of Tom's Shoes start?
I know I personally heard from a friend this past summer of 2009 talking to me about this guy from the, you know, cell phone commercials and the Tom's Shoes Club, and that they were starting campus organizations run by college students at different universities across the country. And she asked me if I wanted to get more involved. And I, you know, after I went home and I looked on the website and watched a couple YouTube videos and got really interested in helping out. And so basically anyone at OSU can become a member of our club. It's pretty easy. They just have to email us and say that they want to participate. But we all, as official campus reps, have registered through Tom's website. There's an application process to become a campus rep. So basically, it was a matter of us last summer applying online to become campus reps and then going through Ohio State becoming an official student organization, which was kind of tricky, but it was a little last minute. We had to find an advisor. We were kind of scrambling, but we were able to become a student organization last fall. So we're in our second quarter of being an official student organization.
Yeah, you know, I saw on the website the application process, and I actually went through it. I hope Blake won't hate me, but I put just ticka ticka ticka, you know, like I just typing just to get through it, just to look at it. And it asked for your work history, what you've learned through your work history, the clubs you've been involved in and your role in them, your leadership experience, your role within your group of friends. I thought that was kind of interesting. Your personal motivations and drives. It also requests a peer and adult reference, your Facebook page, your MySpace page, blog, or personal website. And you also have to write a 250-word essay response to one of three questions. One question was, what is the biggest dream you've ever had, and what have you done to pursue it? Another question was, what change do you wish to see in the world, and what would you do on a personal level to be this change? And when you finish the whole application, it says that if you are selected, you will get an interview. And my first thinking was, wow, this is really serious. Why do you think this application process is needed?
I think it's because Blake is trying to find people that have the same passion and drive as him. I mean, he's relying on us to be in these organizations throughout the nation, to be with a large student population, to spread his dream and his vision. And he wants to make sure that, you know, we have drive, we have passion behind everything that we do too. He's not just wanting people, you know, to kind of sign up just because they like the shoes. I mean, obviously we want all the people who like the shoes to wear the shoes, raise awareness, but he really wants to make sure that we can organize our efforts together and stand behind the cause.
Basically what Tom's tells us to do is to go do this on your own, to go create events on your campus that you create, you sponsor, you organize, you do everything for. So it's basically wanting to find really motivated people who are going to go out and make meaningful events where people can come out and interact with people of your club and learn about Tom's Shoes and, you know, see the different kinds of shoes that you have. So it's basically all on us to do events. I think they would just want to find really motivated people.
Yeah, I think that says a lot about you three.
There was one question on the application that really stood out to me. It asked you why you particularly liked Tom's Shoes. And there were a bunch of different things you could pick from. And then there was an other section. And I really, really liked that question because the company's not really looking for one type of person. They're looking for a lot of different kinds of people, people that can work together. I mean, the three of us are actually very different from each other, I think. And like, we all work really well together. We don't have any kind of problems and we get a lot of things done really fast. So I think it's really neat to have a variety of people be able to work on something like this.
Okay. It's actually pretty funny when the campus reps get together because we just like start throwing out ideas and we're all getting so excited about it. We're all like jumping at to like what we can do. And we're like, oh, I have a table. I'll bring my table. I'll bring my car. Like, I'll do the finances. I'll go to the bank. Like, we are just so like rooted in one cause that we get so excited about something that we can change that once we put all of our heads together, it's actually pretty funny.
I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine and I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So wearing my brand new shoes.
You're listening to Youth Beat Radio on WCRS Community Radio for Columbus. I'm your host, Green Chucks, and today I'm talking with The Ohio State University's Tom Shoes Student Organization.
Do they cost more than regular shoes?
The shoes range anywhere from the basic shoes that are made with kind of the standard materials, the hemp and canvas, range anywhere from $44 to $65, depending on the, you know, the style and fabric. And they have women's boots, right?
The wrap boots.
Yeah, they have women's boots that are a little more expensive.
And the weather-resistant ones, obviously, for the winter weather. And they also are, you know, they are fleece-lined and stuff like that. Those ones are a little more expensive, obviously, because of the materials they use that you can wear them outside.
And they have toddler and youth styles of shoe as well. And those are $34 to about $38.
You also got to think that when you're buying these shoes, you're buying two pairs of shoes. You're buying the shoes that you're going to get, and you're also paying for the shoes that are going to get shipped out on a shoe drop eventually. So, in my mind, $45 for two pairs of shoes, one that I get and one that a child in need gets.
Now, are these better for the environment than regular shoes? Yeah, like the shoes I have on right now, they're like the organic and recycled materials. So, like, if I were to take off the sole of the shoe and put it in a recycling bin, it could be recycled. And the top of my shoe, if I were to put it in a landfill, it'd be decomposed in like 2 years.
So could I use it in my garden to help my plants grow?
I guess if you really wanted to.
I was actually shopping on Tom Shoe's website, and I saw these really cute boots, probably the ones you guys mentioned. They're red boots, and they're for $98. The only thing that bugged me was that it has a Velcro closure. Is that durable?
Yes, it is very durable. A friend of mine actually just bought them, and she loves them. She has a really, really narrow calf, and she really likes these wrap boots because they're sizable. It's basically like a big thing that you wrap around your leg to create that boot style, but it's completely customizable. It'll fit you the way you want it to anytime you wear it.
Which is good, though, because Tom's Shoes is obviously, you know, you buy them online, so you never know, like, if the size is going to fit you. With boots, it's so difficult. Like, I never buy boots online, but I would be totally confident in buying Tom's boots online because they're going to fit my leg no matter what.
Something else I saw on the website is that Tom's Shoes has gotten an enormous amount of press. They've had articles in Vanity Fair, O Magazine, Glamour Magazine, Sky Delta, ESPN Online, Time, New York Times, Los Angeles Times newspaper, Reader's Digest. You know, when I was going through all these magazines, I thought to myself, Blake Miskoski, the founder, is a great businessman. Does your group get any wisdom from the main Tom Shoes Corporation to run your club or to throw events?
I think this is actually like the sixth or so business that Blake has created. He ran a laundry company in college where he would pick up dirty laundry and deliver it dry cleaned or cleaned or whatever. And I think the main thing that they kind of want to preach to us and kind of tell other kids is to help people our age be smart and savvy consumers. So obviously college kids don't have a lot of money. Obviously everyone needs shoes. So when you're looking for a pair of shoes, why not go to a website that offers really comfortable shoes that fit true to size that are going to a really good cause? So I think they kind of want us to teach people our age how to be, you know, socially responsible consumers.
What are your upcoming events?
So we are hoping to have another Style Your Soul event sometime in the spring. So basically the Style Your Soul event is where you purchase all white canvas Tom's shoes from their website, which I don't know if we've mentioned at this point is tomshoes.com. You can go on there and get white shoes, and basically we host a party somewhere on campus where students can bring, anyone can bring their shoes, and we have materials for you to paint. You can also glue fabrics on. You can actually embroider them. I've seen people stitch designs onto the canvas shoes. And so that's kind of a cool way to personalize your shoes, especially if, you know, you might not be able to find something, a particular style that you want on the website. You can basically just make your own. And I don't know about you guys, but I've definitely seen a bunch of kids on campus wearing their Toms from the last Style Your Soul event. And every time you see a pair, it's like, oh man, those are so cool. Those are so neat. I want to go get another pair and, you know, design another pair so I can have my own personal kind of Toms.
Yeah, I fly back and forth through the Columbus airport to visit my family during breaks. And every time I'm at the airport, I at least see two people with a custom pair of Toms, which is just really awesome.
We're also hoping to pair with a group called Bloodwater Mission that basically tries to provide sustainable water resources to villages across Africa that don't have access to consistently clean water. And so we're tossing around the idea of having another barefoot walk where we basically have students go and go to a mock watering hole and fill up water and come back to kind of get a feel for, you know, how difficult it is for some of these people to obtain water.
April 8th is the Day Without Shoes. That's supposed to raise awareness throughout the entire country. Don't wear shoes the entire day. Class, everywhere you go. You'll be seeing a lot of barefoot people around Ohio State's campus, so that's going to raise awareness as well.
Yeah, and actually recently that movement has spread to the global scale. We're also looking to expand our group to high schools in the area. We'd really like to get more of a community base. You know, we don't want it just to be young adults that know about this. We want everyone to know about this. So spreading it to high schools in the community would be a great way to spread the one-for-one movement.
Okay. One thing I wanted to ask is, you said the walk is going to raise money. How is it going to raise money? Do people have to pay to be in the walk?
We've talked about asking for donations on top of purchasing shoes. People can give donations. We've also talked about advertising for the event and making large banners and trying to get local businesses, especially the ones, you know, close to campus and around High Street, to maybe help sponsor the walk. We're hoping that, you know, telling these businesses kind of about Tom's Shoes will self-motivate them to, you know, help us out.
Okay, now if I want to purchase a pair of shoes, which I'll probably be purchasing those boots, and I want to put it towards your group because I want your group to go to Africa, I want you guys to go give those shoes, how can I do that?
So we, the Ohio State University, has a campus code, and that's how Tom's keeps track of all shoes that we as Ohio State students are kind of getting people to purchase. And so this code, which is campus, O-H-S-U, all one word, can be used online. When you order the shoes, it'll ask you for a promo code. You type in that promo code and you get $5 off. And we get another tally mark in the, you know, OSU column.
Now that's per purchase, not per pair of shoes. So if you have three pairs of shoes that you're buying at one time, you get the $5 for that purchase, not per shoe.
Okay. Let's say this code one more time.
It is campus, O-H-S-U, all one word.
So if people want to get involved in the OSU Tom's Shoe Club, how can they do that?
So anyone that wants to participate can email us and say that they want to be a participating member, and then we'll start sending them updates about when we have meetings and all that. Our email address is tomsohiostate@gmail.com.
Or they can find us on Facebook, Tom's Ohio State.
Or you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/OSUToms.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Okay, before we end the show today, we have one community announcement from the Cleveland Film Festival. Please listen up.
The 34th Cleveland International Film Festival is March 18th through the 28th at Tower City Cinemas. The Cleveland International Film Festival is a leader in helping the world discover the power of the film arts to educate, entertain, and celebrate the human experience. The festival includes a full survey of contemporary, international, and American independent filmmaking with over 150 features and over 150 short subjects from more than 80 countries. Tickets are on sale now. ClevelandFilm.org. The 34th Cleveland International Film Festival. Let's go!
Join us next week for another edition of Youth Beat Radio. You can listen to past editions of our show at wcrsfm.org, or you can email us at youthbeat@osu.edu. I'm your host, Green Chucks. Thank you for listening.
I'm getting myself together. I'm getting my own business. Make a whole lot of money and help all the poor folks. Hey, brother, what about you?
Youth Beat Radio is produced by students of The Ohio State University and Upper Arlington High School. The program is supported by the Department of Human and Community Resource Development at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, broadcasting classes at Upper Arlington High School, and Simply Living. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the sponsors.
What about you?
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 And what about you?
What about you?
And you,
and you.